Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and a bit of everything in that kind of odd genre that fits everything like that. Tonight, this show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, and we have Adam again as our semi-regular presenter, joining the fray and choosing a bunch of tunes.
Evening.
Good evening. And we started the show tonight with I Scintilla, with a track called Cursive Eve. Is that correct, Adam?
Something like that, yeah.
I've got notes about all this kind of stuff. This is a fairly new track for me.
And I've stolen his notes.
And he's stolen my notes, so here they are. Yes, I Scintilla with Cursive Eve, and that's off what I believe to be a forthcoming album. Release date in Europe, according to I Scintilla's website, is the 15th of June. But I've just been told that I believe Music Nonstop will post you some out if you go shopping there for your CDs. I believe they've actually got it in or will be taking orders for it, certainly. And I'm just going to try and get my hands on that because that track is brilliant. So there you go, we've got I Scintilla, we've got loads of other stuff coming up later in the show. We've got the usual mix of electronic and alternative tunes, we've got the usual list of stuff going on in the area over the next couple of weeks, and just a bit of random chat from myself and Adam. I think that's about it for the time being. We're going to carry on with some tunes though, and this is another fairly new album. I think I've played stuff off this already, and it's, well, a big fave of mine already. This guy's going to be playing Infest later in the year in Bradford, so someone to look out for. This is Fade Ahead with a track called This Is Not a Club Track.
Gentlemen, here comes the night.
tell you. They told me that you had gone. Totally insane. And that your methods were unsound.
Are my methods unsound?
I don't see any method at all.
Thank you.
Okay, you're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did we have there? Now, Adam, you'll have to be able to help me out here, because you've got the...
I've got the paper, so I have...
You've got the paperwork.
What did we hear just then? We heard first Fade Ahead with This Is Not a Club Track from the recent album FH2, Infest Appearance Pending, yada, yada, yada.
I'm really looking forward to that, I've got to say. I've been one of the guys who have been like playing a lot of Fade Ahead recently, but... yeah, I think he's going to creep in there into people's subconscious and maybe go down well at
Infest. Yeah, they've passed me by a bit so far, but I like the single, and yeah, I'll give it a go. Otherwise, that was my choice, the second one, which was God Module and Beyond Fear from the new album Let's Go Dark, one of the most ridiculously named titles for some time. The album's not bad, though, and that's one of the better tracks on it, so if you want things all spooky and scary, that's the way to go.
Certainly a very God Module sound going on there.
Oh, yes. They're not going to change the formula, but hey, they're doing quite well with it, so we'll let them off.
Yes, indeed. Okay, as promised a little bit earlier, I'm going to run down what I know as the events going on in the area. For the next couple of weeks, really, we have on Saturday the 9th of June, we have Darklands in York. Now this, it seems to be moving around its venues a little. I wonder if it's had venue trouble, but it's currently in a temporary venue. It's no longer at Cert 18. It's moved to the cellar bar of Judge's Lodgings in York. It's a temporary venue. Check the website for more information. They're going to be somewhere else later on, but for the time being, they're at Judge's Lodgings. This is a pirate theme night as well. It's along with a normal mixture of goth, death rock, industrial, EBM, all that kind of stuff. 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. £3 on the door. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. Following that, Saturday the 16th of June. Oh, no, I've just missed the Leeds night, haven't I? We've got coming Saturday, Substance at the Subculture in Leeds.
Should we also mention Black Sheep on Sunday, too?
Oh, we always have Yes, I know. I always do this. I actually forget the very most regular night we have in the area. A weekly goth night, I really do forget mentioning. But yes, we have Substance, a kind of goth 80s alternative, bit of everything, really, in the alternative style. So it includes punk, ska, all that kind of stuff. That's happening at the Subculture from 10 p.m. till, I believe, 2 a.m.
2:30-ish.
More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. What else have we got? I don't think there's much else going on this weekend. So certainly in West Yorkshire, there's
not anything, that I can recall. We could always go back to our retro and go to
how far around the country do we want to list?
Well, let's say Friday night in Huddersfield, there's always the Camel Club Asylum Presents section. Hey, it's a return to my events listing. Yeah, it's still going. Ooh, I nearly went the other week.
Wow. Yeah. Not been out in Huddersfield in years.
I think it's £2 or £3 in there, if you get a flyer, usual times, 10 till 2:30, cheap drinks, mix of alternative rock, bit of goth, bit of ska, bit of this, bit of that.
Cool.
Same DJ, same kind of thing as always.
So, yeah, that's Huddersfield.
Oh, it'll do. Yeah.
It'll do. Following that, on the following weekend, the events I know of certainly are Saturday the 16th of June, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union. The big event, as always, one big room of goth, cheese, alternative 80s, all that kind of stuff, and another room of more electronic, hard dance, industrial stuff. So two great rooms, £5 on the door, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Anything else happening that Saturday?
How about us? Yes, there's Resonance before the Wendy House as well, which, interestingly enough, this month is going to be free.
Ooh.
Rather than the usual £2 in, it'll be free this month. Same me, Tim, and Keith, as usual, playing noise, bleep, whatever we feel like, stuff you won't normally dance to, but obviously same cheap drinks at the Subculture as always, but free. That way it saves you for more beer money at the Wendy House, perhaps.
Indeed, and it's only a couple of minute walk from the Leeds Student Union, isn't it?
7 till 10 and then go off to the Wendy House afterwards.
Indeed, so if you want to get out early and hear a few more tunes, excellent place to go. What else have we got? Oh, looking a little bit further ahead, on Saturday the 23rd of June, there's Black Veil at the Pack Horse in Leeds. It seems to be one of those months where the Black Veil and Wendy House don't line up on the same weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how that works out.
I think, yeah, Black Veil are the second to last Saturday or something like that, so on 5 week months it all goes a bit odd. Dark Wave, Electro Gothic Rock, that's kind of pub hour, so 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. I nearly said 2:30 a.m. there, just out of habit.
Interesting pub, yeah.
So kind of 8 p.m. till 11 p.m, £2.50 on the door, more information at blackveil.alwayscrushing.org. And for those of you who like the kind of Grendly noise, Grendel, I believe I mentioned this on my last show, are playing at Sheffield Corporation, so a bit of a trek from Leeds or Yorkshire, but still in the whole kind of... Well, from Yorkshire. It's in Yorkshire. From West Yorkshire. but we have Grendel, supported by Modulate, the Judas Coven, and Uberbite. And that's Saturday the 23rd of June, £10, and the doors open at 9:15.
And I should add that if you're wondering who the hell the Judas Coven are, as I recall, it's one of the guys ex of Lab 4, if I recall correctly.
I was actually curious about that, because yes. It was the only name on the list I didn't recognise.
Yeah, they were added late on, but obviously Modulate is Echo from Wendy House fame,
indeed.
Uberbite, Ricky from Killing Miranda fame, and Grendel, you all know.
Indeed.
Speaking of which...
Shall we get on with the tunes, then?
I think so.
So, we've got what lined up?
This is Void Malign from the new Grendel album, Harsh Generation, which is a bit, like, kind of obvious, but hey, it's pretty good.
Okay.
train, and we're burning on down like a hell in rain. With the darkness that expose their lives, flying fighters in the western skies.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did we do there? We had the events listing, which we'll leave at that, and then we had three tracks. We had Stromgun, who you just heard, with Night Riders, one of those fantastic bands which at Infest kind of just blew everyone away last year, and I think just got played like mad in clubs, so I decided to play kind of an older track that doesn't get that much play, but is still, in my opinion, pretty darn good. Before that, we had a couple of choices from Adam here. So we had Eulogy.
Yes, we're a local Sheffield band. Indeed. And that's the title track from their new EP called What You Don't Want to Hear. You can find them online at www.myspace.com/eulogy, but with a 3 instead of an E at the start. So that's 3-U-L-G-Y. Yeah, yep. That's the one.
And before that, we had Grindle with the Void Malign off Harsh Generation, which I think I played Harsh Generation last show a couple of weeks back, and that's I've not heard the whole album because I've only kind of got a promo sampler. But you've heard the whole album, haven't you, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you reckon to that? Is it a?
It's not earth shattering. It's not bad, but expect anything particularly new.
No, but
if you've heard Soil Bleed, you'll know what to expect.
Yes. I've not followed Grendel in that much detail, but to be honest, those couple of tracks I've played, the one we played this week and the one I played a couple of weeks back, I am quite liking, so I might actually just have to get my hands on the full album to have a good listen through myself.
And if you haven't heard the album yet, expect to dance to it at a club near you soon.
Indeed. Or the gig coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, indeed, yeah.
And, I lied when I said we'd done the events listing and that was it. I've got a couple of other things to mention.
Because we forgot them.
They were on the other side of the piece of paper.
Excuses.
We have Carpe Noctem, the regular Bradford Knight. I saw a posting on the Magic of the Interwebs recently saying the final Carpe Noctem is happening after 8 long years. 8 years on and off, because I believe it had a break at one point where it was missing a venue or just not running for one reason or another. But yeah, after 8 years since its incarnation, it's having its final event. A dance floor friendly mix of goth, industrial EBM, with bits of punk, 80s alternative, the new Beehive Cellars in Bradford, so a local goth night. I think possibly the only one at the moment. I'm not aware of any others. Darkside moved over to Leeds Rios, so... I don't think there's much left in Bradford since Rio's is shut. So if you do know of anything, email me at nigel.sparage@bcbradio.co.uk. You will find the info on the BCB Radio website. But yeah, drop me a line if there's any information you want to give me about club nights that I may have missed somehow. But it's also worth noting, at the start of July, so I'm looking quite a bit ahead here, I think I mentioned this on the last show, Woolstock. We have another Woolstock. Now, this happened last year in Leeds. It's a goth, little mini festival thingy with, what, 7 or 8 bands, I think? I've got the listing here. Killing Miranda, Skeletal Family, Rome Burns, Solemn Novena? Not sure. Screen Banshee Air Crew, C Project, and Pink Hearse are the ones I've seen as listed. As always, check the website, so www.woolstock.co.uk for more information. Tickets for the whole weekend are going to be £12.50, £7.50 for Saturday only if you just want to see those bands, or £6 for Sunday only, and the whole weekend ticket includes the Friday Flock Club Night on the Friday, and that is 3 days of stuff. So the Club Night is on Friday the 6th of July. The first list of bands I gave you was on 7th of July, and the second list with the Screen Badge Aircrew, C Project, Pink Hearse are on the Sunday, on the 8th of July. So there you go, a weekend of stuff in about a month's time, if you like those kind of things.
Should I add something else? I'd completely forgotten, and Eulogy definitely will kill me for this.
Go on.
Eulogy play live in Sheffield, actually. They played last Friday in Sheffield. They've got another gig in Sheffield with a London industrial band called Dirty K at the Nelson on the 22nd of June, which is a couple of Fridays' time.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, something like that. Free entry, doors at 8. Downstairs in the pub, and it's not a bad venue for live music either. Now they've got a proper stage, and obviously my night's gone upstairs.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. Yeah, no, you can't really argue with free music. Get yourself down there if you just fancy a listen. It's not going to cost you anything to check them out.
Yes, and you can buy their CD there as well.
I'm sure Eulogy are loving your pluggingness going on.
Well, you know, it's always worth a go.
Indeed. Been chatting for a bit now, I reckon. A few more tunes. I'm going to worry about what I've got lined up.
Seabound, isn't it? Scorch the Ground by Seabound.
Okie dokie. was just a little bit noisy. Adam, can you're in charge of the piece of paper. Do you want to tell us who we've just listened to?
Yes. We played three songs there, didn't we?
We did.
We started with Seabound, Scorch the Ground, the album version from Double Crosser, which is simply awesome, as is the new Assemblage 23 album, Meta, which is where the track Sorry came from. And then finally, the return of the Mighty 16 Volt, a long, long-standing American industrial band who've come back this year with a forthcoming album, Full Black Habit, out later in the month on Metropolis, which is 9 years since the last album, Super Cool Nothing.
That's a bit of a break for any band.
And they don't sound like they've aged a day, and it's brilliant.
It's great when that happens.
It is. And that track's called Suffering You, and it's first of many brilliant tracks from it, and I'm sure next time I'll be here, I'll be playing another one.
Oh, excellent. More of that stuff is very much allowed. Right, as always, we've crowbarred in as much as we can, and we're running out of time, so we're going to have to leave you tonight. You have been listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It has been your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, and stuff. And as always, you can find out more about us at the BCB Radio website, bcbradio.co.uk, or dacsimulation.org. All the information's there. I hope you tune in a fortnight's time. We're going to leave you tonight with an Iris remix. He says, just grabbing the track listing to make sure he gets the right one. It's Iris. It's a track called Vacant, and it's the Lost Innocence remix.